Renovation contracts in NYC. How to protect your investment before work begins. There's a specific moment before the hammer swing, before the dust rises, when the renovation still exists only in your head. It's the mental image of morning light landing on a white oak floor, of a kitchen that feels like a sanctuary. A high-end Manhattan renovation is one of the largest and most complex financial commitments most people ever make, second only to buying the apartment itself. Protecting that kind of investment takes more than a handshake, and the contract is what carries your vision intact through the disruption of construction. At Hoppler Design and Build, we treat a contract not as a signal of mistrust, but as a tool for radical transparency, the document that honors the dream while rigorously protecting the reality. Here's how a strong one is built. The scope of work. Trying to run a renovation without a detailed scope is like directing a film without a script, and the result is roughly as chaotic. A generalized line like renovate kitchen is legally insufficient and practically dangerous because it guarantees a later fight over what was implied. A professional scope trains in technical specifications rather than implications, functioning as a manual that removes assumption from the equation. That means spelling out the demolition rather than just writing demo, with language like remove to studs and subfloor, remove and cap all plumbing and electrical infrastructure per DOB code. Referencing specific architectural sets, as in frame new partition walls per plan A101, dated 10/20/25, ensuring clean shadow lines at ceiling transitions. Defining materials exactly, down to furnish and install 0.75-inch solid white oak flooring, select grade, with a 3-coat matte polyurethane finish. The governing principle is simple. If it isn't written down, it isn't included. That level of specificity is the only reliable way to make sure the budget you agree to is the budget you hold to, and to avoid the kind of scope confusion that stalls a job. In a co-op or condo, the scope carries an added responsibility, since it has to line up with the alteration agreement the building's board approves before work begins. When the contract scope and the board-approved scope match cleanly, the project starts on schedule. When they drift apart, the building can hold everything up regardless of how good the contract itself is, which is why the two documents need to be written to agree from the start. Payment milestones. We never tie payments to calendar dates because a calendar rewards dragging things out. Payments are instead tied to tangible, verifiable milestones, so you're only ever paying for the chapter of work that's actually been completed and confirmed. Percentage payment trigger. 10% deposit and mobilization at contract execution once insurance has been filed. 15% when demolition and framing are complete and the structural work has been signed off. 20% when the plumbing, electrical, and HVAC rough-ins have passed their NYC city inspections. 20% when walls are closed and tiling and flooring reach finish-ready condition. 20% when millwork, fixtures, and appliances are installed. 10% closeout after the punch list is complete and the DOB sign-offs are in hand. Each release is tied to something you can see and verify, which keeps everyone honest and keeps the work moving. The change order. Every project has its surprises, whether it's a hidden pipe discovered behind a wall or a mid-project decision to swap quartz for marble. This is often exactly where the relationship between owner and contractor breaks down, and a good contract is designed to prevent that. Under a clear change order process, no additional cost is ever incurred until the change has been priced in writing, presented, and signed by both sides. That single rule turns what's usually a source of anxiety into a calm, ordinary business decision. The safety net, warranties, and liability. Underneath everything, there has to be genuine protection, and this is the part of the contract your attorney will care most about. Lien waivers matter first. At every payment milestone, we provide documentation proving that all subcontractors and suppliers have been paid, which protects your property from mechanics liens under New York's lien law. Insurance comes next, with verification of general liability and workers' compensation coverage that names both you and your building as additional insured. Warranties close the loop, with explicit guarantees on labor and craftsmanship, so that we stand behind the work long after the dust has settled. For us, the contract isn't a document that gets signed and filed away. It's the source of truth for the project itself, where every line of the scope becomes a trackable task, and every milestone becomes a deadline. That creates a single, unbroken chain of accountability, running from the first signature to the moment you turn the key in your door, look around and find that it looks exactly the way you imagined it. What is a change order, and why must it always be documented in writing? A change order is a formal written agreement that documents any modification to the original contract's scope, cost, materials, or timeline after work has begun. It matters because it defines precisely what's changing and why, confirms any cost adjustment, whether that's an increase or a credit, and updates the schedule where needed. Most importantly, it protects both the client and the contractor legally and heads off misunderstandings before they turn into disputes. Without written approval, the process falls apart and accountability slips away. A change becomes a matter of memory and interpretation, and that subjectivity is the root of most renovation conflicts. What risks arise from verbal or on-site change approvals? A verbal agreement can feel convenient in the moment, but it carries real exposure. It invites disputed costs later. The classic, "I never approved that price," along with unclear scope and mismatched expectations, schedule delays that nobody is accountable for, and billing conflicts that surface at the very end of the project. If a disagreement escalates, an undocumented approval also leaves both sides legally exposed. On-site decisions made without paperwork are one of the most common paths to budget overruns and broken trust. The reliable rule is straightforward. If something affects scope, cost, or time, it needs to be written, approved, and signed before the work proceeds.